Duke Energy says it would cost $10 billion to remove all of the coal ash the company has in reservoirs across North Carolina. Here's more now from Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia.
Some state legislators say they want Duke to remove all its coal ash from ponds that are near major waterways. But Paul Newton, the company president in North Carolina, says that's not only costly, but it would take a long time.
In fact, it would take using a 20-ton dump truck, leaving every 6 minutes, 12 hours a day. It would take about 30 years to remove all the ash from the Marshall plant. So it just varies by plant site.
State lawmakers have been looking at ash from coal-burning energy plants since 36,000 tons spilled from a pond next to the Dan River. Duke wants to relocate the ash from some of its ponds and drain the water from the rest and cover them to keep the ash dry. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.